What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Friday edition. Ha ha! Weekend's here and we're about to see God move. Thank you for tuning in, making a part of your day. We're going to call this episode The Way of Wisdom. The Way of Wisdom. Sometimes in life, you like meet people and you just realize like they missed the wise crayon. You know what I mean? Like, wisdom is really a gift from the Lord. And I believe that God wants every one of us wise, right? I remember one day someone said, man, I just feel like the Lord wants to give you wisdom. And I made a decision. I was like, well, I'm gonna get all of wisdom that I can. The definition of wisdom is the quality of having an experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. Having soundness of action. And if there's ever a day that we need wisdom, it's today. Wisdom is calling out to you. See, along the way in the journey of life, you're going to have to make a lot of decisions. Some of you have choices. We choose every day what toothbrush you want to use. If you have more than one, what do you want to wear? Come on. Some of you make good choices and some of y'all need to go back and change. But at the end of the day, they're choices. And then there's defining moments in life, right? I see people do crazy things to escape themselves. They up and move, they leave, they go somewhere else. You know, for a while, like Florida was where you go if you just want to run from yourself. Oh, I just want to see one or LA, you know, or New York City. You just want to blend in with somewhere that seems like vacation because ultimately your life sucks. And you need to realize that you're going to always get into trouble if you make emotional decisions that aren't based on wisdom. I don't ask myself, my flesh, what you think and what you want, right? So if we're in a room making a decision, flesh doesn't get a vote. For some of you, flesh leads the meeting. God wants us to make wise choices. He wants us to make sound decisions. Choices are things you make every day. Defining moments in life are when you're at a fork in the road and you got to make some choices. And ultimately, some of you weren't raised right to make decisions, to be honest with you. All the more you need to stick to the Lord. You didn't have a father or a mother helping you, walk you through. This is how you think clearly. This is how you make decisions. When you come into fork and road, you always listen to peace. Don't make decisions based on money. You know, some of you weren't really around to get that, but let me tell you something. God is the father to the fatherless, the Bible says. Join the club. So I realized that I didn't have a dad to hand down millions to me. You know, I didn't have a, you know, my dad's a dead murderer. You hear what I'm saying? I didn't have a mom that's going to leave me in here. The chick lives in the ghetto. So I had to make a decision that I was going to stick to the Lord, press into wisdom, press into the people God's put around me so I can learn to think and ultimately be wise. I believe having wisdom is choosing to do now what you're going to be happy in life with later. I'm going to say that again. I believe wisdom is choosing what you're going to do now that will lead you to what you'll be happy with later in life. Proverbs says wisdom is calling out to us. We must walk in God's wisdom and realize that the choice we're going to make today, it absolutely will affect your tomorrow. I see people all the time, they have these pipe dreams in life. What are you doing today to get to that dream? What relationships are you forming to get to that goal? You know, I even in the podcasting world, you know, there are mentors in my life, just like spiritually. Look, when it comes to the things of God, I have mentors that have shaped this world for God. Some you know about, many you don't. And I go to these people to help me. But in the podcasting world, look, I had to find the best of the best. And you know what I did? I said, look, you're going to mentor me. And the other day I had a mentoring session with one of the most successful, it's not even close, one of the most successful podcasting persons on the earth. And the, you know what the first thing he said to me? What you're doing right now is going to set you apart from everybody else. He said, no one is willing to do what you're doing right now. I mean, paying whatever, making time, going through this, doing everything you can. And he said, you, my friend, are pursuing wisdom. Most people in life aren't trying to get better. You're just trying to make sure your shirt's clean. Get a life. You can't live the same day of your life 365 days a year, and then when you're 70 years old, look back and say, I lived a life. You didn't. You died a long time ago. We must pursue wisdom. We must walk in the counsel of the upright. After the break, we're going to really expound on what it is. Look, wisdom has a road. It's called the way of wisdom. We're going to talk in a moment how you're going to walk on that road today. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about the way of wisdom. And Proverbs chapter 8, you know, wisdom, it's interesting. For all y'all ladies out there, wisdom is often referred to in the Bible as a her, which is amazing. Come on, ladies, y'all need to get great wisdom. So, you know, when I'm asking for wisdom, I just picture this female angel, you know, some crazy thing like that. Just like, here's wisdom. There, you know, weird. It calls her a her. It's so cool. But Proverbs 8 says, starting to describe this, listen. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways, hear instruction, Proverbs 8:32 on, and be wise. Do not disdain wisdom. Blessed is the person who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul, and those who hate me love death. Look, you know what I love about that? Wait for me at the gates. Wait for wisdom. Expect wisdom. There are times we're going to have to keep look out for wisdom. Do you know what I mean? You know, there's times in my life that I need, you know, things just aren't clicking, and I'm trying to figure out how they all work. And I'll go down to bed at night, and I'll see all these things in my life as a puzzle piece. And I just see these two hands. It's probably wisdom. She's here, just putting those pieces together. Wisdom is not seeking your own counsel. The Bible says that wisdom is found in a multitude of counselors. Who are the people speaking into your life? Or are you, you know, is it just your crazy grandkids and your son that ran off from the Lord? Who are the people that are shaping you today? I think one of the greatest lies of the enemy is that your age is limiting you from being fathered or mothered. It's a lie. Look, I'm in my mid-30s. I can show you so many people that are older and wiser that still look to me as a, you know, as almost like a father or mentor. And it sounds bizarre, but it's the anointing on someone's life. It's the presence and the power of God in someone's world that helps shape yours. Make sure you're drawing to people that are wiser to you. Look, it's not a sign of strength to do your own thing, walk in your own ways, and then figure this thing out. That's not, look, the devil wants you to think it's weakness to go to others for help. It's the opposite. It's strength when you seek wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Why? Look, dude, you're a little bit wiser than me. I need some. You know, I know business people come to me. They just want a connection to the Lord, honestly. And they'll come to me and say, look, my head's stuck in all these businesses and money and millions. I need a clear head that loves the Lord, that hears from God to help. That's wisdom. Yes, you have your own direct connection to God. No, this ain't the jacked up Catholic Church. But you better start realizing that God has placed people in our lives to help shape our world. That's why he gave us pastors and teachers and apostles and prophets for equipping you for the things that God is calling you to do. We cannot make decisions off being selfish. We cannot make choices in life off being selfish. Gambling all your personal feelings will never turn out right. Wisdom doesn't roll the dice. Wisdom invests for the future. Wisdom doesn't just go off a whim. It invests for the future. Wisdom, and this is hard for this generation, it doesn't settle for instant gratification. Wisdom is preparing for the long haul. It follows God into a better tomorrow. So here's the thing I need to ask you. What about you today? Are you walking in wisdom today? Because if you're not, wisdom's calling out to you. What are the choices that you have to make today that are going to shape your world? Are you listening clearly? Because if not, God is calling out to you with wisdom. He's ready and willing to help you. I'm telling you, people, look, when was the last time you asked God for wisdom? Have you ever asked God for wisdom? Probably why you're not being wise in life right now. We must ask God for wisdom. We must lean on the Lord for what he has for us so we can do what God's calling us to do. It sounds really crazy. But I've said it before, man, unless we really die spiritually to our own desires, unless we see our own funeral, it's really hard to grow with the Lord. Because we are consumed with us. Our whole world is us. Everything in life is us. I want this. I want that. I need this. I need that. Wisdom considers others better than herself, than yourself. Wisdom thinks differently. We have to stop having every interaction with somebody and walking away thinking, what did that do for me? Wisdom gives, it doesn't take. And that's hard for people. And this isn't judgment. I'm telling you right now, most people are takers. They're not givers by nature. I had somebody call me up the other day, a pastor, and he said, he's well off, right? He's probably not rolling in $1 billion, but I'd say he's wealthy. He's very blessed. And he called me on the phone the other day and he said, my wife and I were just talking about you. He said, nobody buys my meal. Nobody blesses me. Nobody wrestles me for the bill. He said, I realize that I pay for everybody everywhere we go all the time. And he goes, I get around you and you are really after blessing us. And he said, it shows me that you are just, you're a different cut. You are a giver. He said, you're not a taker. And look, at the end of the day, I mean, I was trying to bless people when it was a $5 meal. Do you understand? If you're not trying to bless somebody when it's $5 and $10, you sure ain't picking up a $700 bill. And, you know, I realized in life that there's just not a lot of people that are, their first stance in life is to give. And wisdom gives. Wisdom, we create. We let wisdom have its way in our life. And ultimately, the Bible also says wisdom is going to be what? Justified by her children. The wisdom in your life is going to be defined by your legacy. I'm telling you right now, the choices you make today will define your tomorrow. Make wise ones. life at the end of the day, when you're about to die, you're going to look back and all your life is going to be is a bunch of memories. You better make good ones. Make the right choices. Let wisdom have its way in your life. You can't tell me you're wise and there's nothing in your life that shows it. Wisdom's justified by our children. What does that mean? When you're wise, things around you start working. They start falling into place. They start, and I'm not just talking about material things. I'm talking about peace and love and joy and the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit and all the things that God is calling us to have. That's what goes on when you let wisdom have her way, have its way in your life. And so today, this whole weekend, walk in the way of wisdom. Walk in the way of wisdom. Decide in your life right now that you're going to be diligent, you're going to be focused, you're going to lock in to seeing the best you that God wants come to pass. And it's going to start with being wise. Maybe you need to shed a couple unhealthy people around you. We talked about that yesterday. Make that choice. Maybe today it starts with, you know, whatever it is. Look, if you want to lose weight in your life, go eat an apple. Let's start somewhere. If you want to start a business, go apply for the EIN. Whatever it is you want to do in life, just begin to operate. Take one foot in front of the other. Have wisdom. Believe that God is going to put you on the path to breakthrough and ultimately the abundant life. That's what wisdom does. Father, I thank you today for your power and your grace in our lives. Lord, I declare wisdom this weekend upon every single person watching, supernatural wisdom in faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. We love you. Look, have a great weekend. You're amazing. We'll see you Monday. Thank you for doing these daily devotions. I love every single one of you. I'm out.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.